Blind Cool Tech, number 8, June 13th, 2005. Today we're going to look at a new application called Money Talks, which will soon be available from American Printing House for the Blind. Money Talks is a financial management program very much like Quicken or Microsoft Money, except with one very important distinction. Money Talks is accessible. It was written with accessibility in mind from the ground up. It works very well with your screen reader, or you can use it in a self-voicing mode, and it also has support for large print functionality. So when you're looking at the check register, you can actually eliminate unnecessary columns from the display and enlarge the font to fill up the columns that you do have remaining and change the width of the columns. We'll show you all that in just a moment. Let's go ahead and open Money Talks. I'll press Windows D to get to my to minimize all my programs and get to the desktop.
List view recycle bin.
And I'll just type MON to get to the first icon that starts with MON.
Money Talks.
And there it is. Press Enter to start.
Money Talks dash left bracket checking dot MTF 1111.39 right bracket.
So what happened was you heard two things. Money Talks came up and announced the name of the current file. It optionally opens the last file that you had used. And then you heard a little click there. That indicated that the current transaction is an uncleared transaction. Now, there are several keys that you can press to announce information. F12, for instance.
Cleared balance is 1111.39.
Is your cleared balance. F11 is your total balance.
Total balance is 796.42.
F10.
Monday, June 13th, 2005. Register, trends 355/357. Normal view.
That reads your status line. And then F9 reads the name of your file.
Checking MTF.
Okay, we start out, when we start the program, we go straight into the check register. And as you press the up arrow, or the right arrow, Money Talks will read you the contents of the current item. So let's press up arrow.
-25.38.
So that's a transaction for 25.38. If we press and it clicked, that tells me that it's also uncleared. We can press the right arrow.
Clifton Food Mart Lewis.
So it said Clifton Food Mart Lewis. Let me try widening my column to get a little extra information in there.
Clifton Food Mart Louisville. Clifton Food Mart Louisville.
All right, so now I widened it so that it would accommodate the entire transaction. And I did that by pressing right arrow, alt right arrow again, and you can narrow the column with alt left arrow. Now pressing another right arrow takes me to the next column.
06/12/05.
And that is the date of the transaction. Another right arrow takes me to
food.
The category, food. Or no, actually, that's the memo. Another right arrow.
Dash, dash, dash.
That's our status, which there's three items that are represented in the status. One is if it's cleared, there'll be an X in the middle. And if it's a split transaction, there'll be an S. And if it's a recurring transaction, there'll be an R there. And we'll talk about those shortly. Now, if we go another right arrow.
1,243.31.
That's our running balance. So as we move up and down this column, we can see our running balance.
1,268.69. 1,368.92. 1,423.57. 1,449.55.
These are all uncleared.
1,474.99. 1,274.99. 1,274.83. 1,274.62. 1,111.39.
Now there was one that was cleared, and if we go back to the status column with the left arrow, we'll see that it'll have an X in it.
X dash dash.
And if we want to go to the beginning of this line, We can press home.
Minus 160.00.
And if we go to the right, we'll see the pay.
Nat City ATM cash withdraw.
So National City ATM cash withdrawal. Now, again, you can make this register appear how you want it. You can actually move the columns around. You can eliminate columns. You can add other columns. I have eliminated the item, category, and subcategory columns from my register just because I'm not interested in them. But if you are, you can certainly add them, and you can make any one of them be in whatever order you want. So it's really pretty most appropriate to have the most important things at the beginning and end, since you can press home to get to the beginning of the line.
Minus 160.00.
And end to get to your running balance, in my case, anyway.
1111.39.
Okay, now let's go ahead and go to the my bank account's website and download the QIF data so that I can reconcile my account with what the bank says I have. I have several transactions that are not cleared yet, as you could tell. So we'll go ahead and the way I get to my bank site is I have a shortcut on my desktop. So I'll press Windows D to minimize all the programs and put the focus on my desktop.
List view money talks.
And I'll type PER.
Proof PC suite for note propaganda to personal home dash personal dash national city corporation.
So I'll press enter to open that.
Username edit. Press enter for forms mode. Forms mode on.
And my username and password.
Forms mode off. No links.
And
activity, visit account.
My account is, my bank's site is going to be different from yours. You'll have to learn how to get around on your site to download your data. But on my bank account's website, there's an export link on the main page, and I'll just go to that.
View account to export account activity visited link.
Press enter.
Page will refresh in 600 seconds. View pending transact export.
And then I have to
land. Export activity for colon. Land. Combo box check-in 340,157,009.
That's what I want.
Land. View pending transactions button.
And I press that button.
Export button. 20 link.
Combo. Now the website is asking me for the format that I want to export from, and I can either choose Microsoft Money or a comma delimited file, but what you'll want to choose and what I already have selected by default is Quicken 98 or later. So I'm going to go to the export button.
Export button.
Press space.
File download dialog. File download dialog. Do you want to save this file name colon cancel button?
And I do want to save it. I'll press shift tab to get to the save button.
Save button. Save
space.
With dialog. File name colon edit combo. Export.kif.
And it always calls it export kif, and I've already got one, but I'm just going to override it. So I'll press enter.
Save with dialog. Save with dialog. C colon backslash down backslash export.kif already exists. Do you want to replace it? No button.
Yes.
Yes button.
Enter.
National City Online Banking.
And that was it. It downloaded it. So let's go back to the Money Talks window.
Money Talks dash left bracket checking dot MTF 1111.3.
And I'm going to go to file import. And I can do that very quickly by pressing Alt-F and then I. But instead of doing that, I'll press Alt-F and just arrow down to the import.
Menu, new, control plus N.
So there's new.
Open, dot, 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 control plus O.
Open.
Close, control plus F4.
Close.
Save, control plus S.
Save.
Save as, dot, dot, dot.
Save as.
Import submenu.
And import. I'll press enter.
Register transactions, dot, dot, dot.
Now, I don't want to import register transactions. I want to import bank transactions, so I will go down arrow.
Bank transactions, dot, dot, dot.
Press enter.
Leaving menus, import KIF file dialog, file name colon edit.
And Money Talks does remember the last folder from which you imported files, so instead of typing a name, I'll just press shift tab to get to the list.
Folder view, list view, not selected, graphic 75, export.kif.
And I'll press home to highlight that first file.
Export.kif. Type colon kif file name modified colon 6/13/2005148
PM size
colon 5.07. 1274.62 plus 163.23.
Okay, so we heard a couple of sounds there. And what we're looking at now is a list of new files from the bank, new transactions, I should say. And this bank grid looks exactly like the register grid, and you can switch between the two by pressing the tab key. So let's look at this transaction. It's $163.
PayPal transfer.
It's a PayPal transfer.
06/08/05.
On the 8th.
Memo.
No status.
163.23.
And the running balance of the bank register. So I'll press home to get back to the amount.
Plus 163.23.
Now I can shift. I can press tab to get back over to my register and look at the transaction that it highlighted automatically.
--. 06 PayPal transfer plus 163.23.
And that's, you know, it highlighted that because I already had that in my account. So I'll press tab to get back to the bank register. And I can press Control Enter to clear that transaction, move it out of the bank register and into my register. And listen to the sound you're going to hear.
Plus 0.21, plus 0.21.
So you heard two things. You heard a moving transaction sound and then a match sound. So as we move, I'll press down arrow to look at these other transactions in the bank grid.
Plus 0.16.
That means that sound means that it matched a transaction in your register.
Plus 200.00.
And that was the last one. So let's go ahead and go up.
Plus 0.16. Plus 0.21. Plus 0.21.
I'll press Control Enter to clear that one.
Plus 0.16. Plus
0.16. And that one.
Plus 200.00.
And that one.
Plus 200.00.
Now I'm back to my register, and that other sound you just heard there told me that it closed the bank register. So let's go to the we'll press the end key to get to the end here.
1,474.99.
And we want to compare our balance with what the bank says we have. So let's go down.
1,449.55.
Okay, that's an uncleared one. That one's uncleared. Let's go up. I'm just checking around to make sure we've got, we don't have any uncleared ones up here. Now I'm going to press a command to go to the first uncleared transaction, which is Alt down arrow. Actually, Control F10 will also do that.
1,449.55.
And it leaves us in the column that we're in. So let's compare that balance with what the bank says we have. And let's go ahead and let it announce it to us.
Cleared balance is 1,474.99.
And let's switch over to the bank window.
National City Online Banking dash Microsoft.
Let's see, we'll go to account activity on our links
National
here.
National Privacy Secure Help Link Log Off Link View Messages Link Contact Us Link View Account Info Visit View Account Activity.
And we'll press Enter on View Account
select
Activity.
Button, select button, 28 links, select button checking.
And
select land link quick link views land table with three account colon check current balance colon $43.31 current $43.31
31 okay
land available balance colon
let's see what they have cleared that I don't
$43.31 star table end star include land equals check image available land table with sick link date.
Okay.
Link disk, link type, link debit, link credit, left running balance, pending items, 06/14/2005, Visa check card, DB dash point of sale, debit, $25.44.
I think I've got that in my register, that 25.44, but we can go back here
money
and check.
Money talks dash left bracket checking, minus 25.44.
Yep. I'll Alt-Tab back
National
to
City
the
online.
Online.
Land, $43.31.
Okay, that's our balance.
06/4 Visa check card DB dash debit. $25.98.
$25.98. Let's
money
see if
left
we've got that.
Check
and MTF plus 2. Oops, let's get in the
wheel of minus 25.4.
Minus 25.98. And that takes us right there.
Right 8. 06/11/05.
So I've got that entered, but it's unclear.
Minus 25.
So I'm going to Alt-Tab back to the online.
National City Online, National City Land. $68.7506/14/2 Visa Check Card Deep Debit. $54.65.
Let's do -5. Whoops.
Right 8.
Oh.
Right 8.
Okay.
-25.
I had to hit Escape to unrestrict. So what did we say? -54?
-54.65. -54.65.
You can tell it's uncleared.
T-Mobile 800-9.
-54.65. So I'm going to Alt-Tab.
National City Online Banking.
I want to make sure I have all these transactions that have not cleared yet.
Land. $94.06/13/ Visa Check Card Deep Debit.
$25.38. -25.38.
Clifton Food Mart, Louisville. Clifton 06/12/0. Clifton Food Mart, Louisville. -25.
Alt tab back to
National
online.
$149.3806/13/ ending debit dash hatch. Debit. $100.23.
$100.23. Let's go back to the register.
Money talks dash left bracket
-100.23.
06/11/05 -100.23.
Now, what I've got here is I'm going to show you this in a little more detail. I've restricted my view of this account just by typing characters to restrict to from this window. So right now, I've only got one transaction showing. And you can verify that by reading the status line.
Saturday, June 11th, 2005. Register, trans1/1, restricted view, ask for normal view.
And I'll press escape to...
-100.23.
...to expand my register. Now if I look at the status line...
Saturday, June 11th, 2005. Register, trans353/357, normal view.
Okay, so normal view shows me how many transactions are displayed. Going to Alt-Tab back to the online
National
bank.
City, National Land. $174.7606 online BYMT-NATLC for $1,200.00.
Okay, there's one for $1,200.
Money talks dash left. -25.38, -1,200.00.
Okay, there it is. And let's go here and see what our balance is at this point.
43.31.
Yes, okay, so I'm done. I can go ahead and close National City's window.
43.31. Money talks dash left bracket checking dot MTF 1,474.99 star right bracket.
And it's telling me I have 1,400 and something because those transactions are still pending. Now, tomorrow when I go to reconcile my balance or the next day, those will come through. So at this point, I'm going to press Control S to save my file since I'm through with it. And I have it reconciled to what the bank says that is in it. Let me show you this idea of this restricted view a little more carefully. I'm going to press Home to get to the amount of this current transaction. And let me find something interesting like my utility bill. So I'll press right arrow to get to the payee field.
Online PYMT-NATLCTY March.
And I'll press up arrow.
Clifton Food Mart, Louisville.
Clifton Food Mart, and that's an uncleared transaction because you heard the tick.
Calls. T-Mobile 800-930, right 8.
I'm pressing up arrow.
Wheel of Fund Rentals. Nat City ATM Deposit. PayPal Verify Bank. PayPal Verify. PayPal Transfer. Nat City ATM Cash Withdraw. Blue Gas and Electric Payments.
Okay, here's my gas and electric bill. And let's take a look at what the amount was by pressing a left arrow.
-103.44.
And back to right arrow.
Blue Gas and Electric Payments.
Now what I'm going to do here is press Control F3, and this is on the view menu, by the way. But I'm going to press Control F3, and that'll actually restrict the transactions that I see in the register to ones that match this one in this field.
Blue Gas and Electric Payments.
So I did it. Now if I look at my status line.
Tuesday, June 7th, 2005. Register, trans11/11. Restricted view. Ask for normal view.
So I've got 11 transactions displayed, and they're all gas and electric bills. So let's press up arrow to verify that.
Blue Gas and Electric Payments.
And if I look at the date with the right arrow.
05/06/05.
That's last month's. Now let's look at the amount.
Blue Gas and -107.68.
So if I press Up arrow again, I'll see the previous months.
-209.12. -225.33.
Ooh, that was a cold month.
-264.29.
That was an even colder one.
-163.34.
And let's see what month this
01/07
is. That's for January.
-122.82.
So I'm pressing up here.
-66.83. -112.98. -88.35. -93.57.
And that's the first one I have in here. So let's look at another interesting aspect of this. Now that we have this restricted view, I'm going to press End to get to the running balance.
-93.57.
And watch what happens here. We're only shown the transactions that are in the restricted view.
-181.92.
So this is the total of my electric bills as we go from month to month.
-361.73. -484.55. -647.89. -912.18. -1137.51.
That's email I have coming in the background, you hear there.
-1346.63. -1454.31. -1557.75.
And that was the last transaction. So if we look at the status line.
Tuesday, June 7th, 2005. Register, trans 11/11. Restricted view. Ask for normal view.
Okay, so I have a total of, what was it?
-1557.7.
$1,557 worth of gas and our utility bills just in 11 months. That's pretty bad. So let's press escape to unrestrict the view and return to the normal view.
1,271.39.
And that changed. We were in the balance column, so that changed to our new running balance, which is the balance of all the transactions in our account. So you saw how we restricted that, and we did a little bit different thing when we were trying to find amounts. I'll press home to get to the amount field.
-103.44.
And if I want to find all the transactions I have that are $10 and something, I can press -10. So there's, let's see how many transactions we had.
Thursday, August 26, 2004. Register, trans 1/6, restricted view.
So there's six of them. Six transactions that have $10 in the amount. So let's look at what they are.
Walgreens 00029249, Louisville. Check.
There's a check.
Sprint PCS, Overland Park, KS. Chase Credit Card Bill Pay. Denny's Inc., ST Matthews, Kai. Kohl's Ash Payment.
And that's what those transactions are. Now let's go to the amounts.
-10.00.
So there was one for 10 even.
-10.37.
1037.
-10.00.
Another 10 even.
-10.00.
Another one.
-10.00. -10.00.
Okay. Now if we want to look at all the ones that were exactly, well, let me press escape first to open up my whole register
minus
again.
-10.00.
Let's see it. Let's look at all the ones that I have that have that are an even $100.
-10.00.
So 100
-100.00.
And there's one for 100.00.
-100.00.
Let's see what these are.
Nat City ATM cash withdrawal.
Cash withdrawals.
Nat City ATM cash withdrawal. 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 Kohl's.
And there's a Kohl's one that hasn't cleared yet. Now it's actually $100.23 if I remember right.
-100.23.
Yeah. So that's how the restricted view works. It's you can do it with dates as well. Let's press escape to open up our whole register. And let's say we thought we had, well, there's easier ways to get to dates as well. In fact, yeah, it probably would be easier to go to the view menu and view by date. But you can do this with categories as well. So let's find another utility bill.
Clifton Food Mart, online PYMT, American Printed, Clifton Kohl's, T-Mobile, Rite Aid, Wheel of Fun Rentals, Nat City ATM, PayPal Verif, PayPal Tran, Nat City ATM, Lucas and Delic Payments.
Okay.
Zero, XR dash, 1000, XR.
Oops, I'm not showing my categories. So I'm going to go to the view menu with Alt V.
Menu toolbar checked.
And down to column layout.
Status bar checked. Highlight entire row, F8. Layout dot dot dot.
And press enter.
Leaving menus, layout dialog, columns, list box, amount dash on 06/07/05.
This is the list of columns that are available, and I'm going to turn on my category column.
Pay name dash on. Date dash on. Item dash off. Memo dash on. Category dash off.
And I'll press space to turn it on.
Category dash on.
And enter.
06/07.
Now, as I hit right arrow,
util.
I have a util category. A category with util in it. Now, I'm going to press Control F3 to restrict my view to all the transactions that have anything that, that I have in the category util.
Util.
And let's see how many there are.
Tuesday, June 7th, 2005. Register, trans 38/39.
So there's 30.
Ask for normal view.
Nine of them. I'm on the 38th. I'll press home to get to the amount and then right arrow.
Minus one, blue acidelic pay.
To get to the payee. So let's look at what these transactions are.
T-Mobile 800-937.
That's my phone.
Blue acidelic pay.
Electricity.
Blue water co-wait.
Water.
Inside cable. Lewis.
Cable.
Blue acidelic pay.
And then
inside cable. T-Mobile 8. Blue water co-wait.
That's what they
blue acidelic. Inside cable. T-Mobile
8. So let's go to the end and run down through the balances.
Minus 2,600.
And I'll hit Control End to get to the last line.
Date memo category status minus 3,591.11.
So I've got $3,500 worth of utility bills. Since let's see what the first date I have in my registry is. I'll hit Control Home to go to the first transaction.
Minus 56.6 X-util 08/03/04.
So that's since August of 04.
T-Mobile 800-937-899.
And you'll notice here, if I press up arrow, I'm at the very first transaction because I'm in the restricted view. But if I press escape to return the entire register into the view, now when I press up arrow, see, I actually have a lot of other transactions in here. You notice that when you press up and down arrow, you hear only the column that you're in. And I prefer working this way, but there's an option on the view menu that allows you to hear the whole column. I'll just show you how that
menu
works. Pressed Alt-V to get to the view menu.
Status bar, highlight entire row, F8.
So highlight entire row.
Leaving menus.
So now when I press down arrow.
T-Mobile 800-937-899-08/03/04. Util. Minus 56, minus 103.42, Schwanzing, 888-724-08/02/04,
I also want to show you, I'm going to remove, I happen to be using JAWS today. Actually, let me turn that highlighting back off. I just pressed F8 this time as a shortcut. I'm going to unload JAWS.
With JAWS dialog.
And turn on the cell voicing, which is Control F12.
Voice on.
Now, as I move from column to column,
Schwanzink 888-724-926 pay name.
So it read me the contents of the cell and the title of the cell.
August 2nd, 2004 date. Blank memo.
Blank memo.
Food category. X status. 1901.12 balance.
Now I can change it to read the name of the column first as well. Now, what's interesting, too, is what happens when you move with the up and down arrow key, and the behavior you get will be a little different depending on which column you're in. So let's just say we want to stay in the balance column. Let's press an up arrow.
2004.54 target 0118 SD, LOUISVILL, minus 31.17.
So it read us the current column, which was the balance, then the payee, and then the amount. So that's another way to be able to move through this. The program is totally self-voicing, so all your menu options.
Document window. Menu item.
I pressed Alt.
File.
Right
menu
arrow.
Menu item. Edit. Menu item. View. Menu item.
And if we want to go down through the view menu, we can press down arrow.
Toolbar. Menu item. Checked. Status bar. Menu item. Checked. Highlight entire row F8. Menu item. Layout. Menu item. Narrow column Alt plus left arrow, menu, widen column alt plus right arrow, font, menu item, column matches CTRL plus F3, menu
and
item.
That's that command we used a while ago, the column matches.
By date, menu item.
And you can also view by date.
Recurring transactions, menu
or
item.
Or just your recurring transactions.
All transactions escape, menu item,
or
unavailable.
Or all transactions, which is already said, so it's unavailable.
Category summary, CTRL plus
you
G,
get
menu
a
item.
View of your category summary.
Credit slash debit summary, CTRL plus B, menu item.
Credit debit summary.
Expand splits F6, menu item.
You can expand your splits, so each item in a split appears as a transaction in the register.
Toolbar, menu item,
and checked. We're back to the top, so I'll press escape to close this menu.
View, menu item.
What I'd like to show you now is the concept of recurring transactions. So let me get to the payee field here.
Transaction, menu item, view. Menu. Oops. Application X. Home cat blank. August sec. Target 0118 SD. LOUISVILL pay name.
One way I can find things is, you know, as you saw before, is go LOU.
Loop gas and ELEC payments pay name.
And that shows me everything that starts with LOU. It's a real quick way to find and restrict at the same time. So I'll just go down to the last one like
loop
this.
Gas minus loop gas and ELEC payments pay name.
And then I'm going to press escape to unrestrict
loop
my
gas
view.
And ELEC.
Now, if you press the applications key or right click, there'll be some items very much like what's on the transaction menu.
Edit, menu item. Add bank transaction, menu item. Delete, menu item. Clear, menu item. Unclear, menu item. Transfer. Menu item.
You can transfer to another account.
Split. Menu item.
Split the transaction.
Recurring. Menu item.
Now here's the one I want to talk about. We know we're going to have a utility bill every month. So why not make it recurring so that it automatically enters itself into your register? Let's press enter.
Recurring transaction for loop gas and ELEC payments. Frequency. Combo box. Monthly.
So we're on a frequency combo box, and the frequency is monthly. This is already a recurring transaction. We're editing its recurringness. And your choices are, I'll press home.
Off.
Off.
Weekly.
Weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Semi-monthly.
Semi-monthly.
Monthly.
Monthly.
Bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly.
Quarterly. Semi-annually. Annually. Every X days.
Not every X days, that's for oddball recurrences, where if you want one every 21 days or whatever. So let's go back to, we'll leave this on monthly.
Monthly.
I'll press tab to get to the next field.
Weekend action, next weekday, radio button, checked.
So if this transaction were to occur on a weekend, this control allows me to tell it that I would prefer that it didn't post until the next weekday. And our choices there are
weekend action, always post, radio button.
Post it anyway.
Weekend action, previous weekday, radio
or
button.
Or you can go to the previous weekday. Oh, we'll leave ours on next weekday.
Weekend action, next weekday, radio button.
So let's press tab to get to the next control.
Advanced days to post, edit, 18.
So the advanced days to post, I have set to 18, and you probably want to, excuse me, you probably want to set this so that it happens fairly close to the time when you get your bill. And I've determined that I usually get my bill about 18 days before this post, so it doesn't really matter. It's just it helps keep me in sync to do it that way. I'm sure everyone will have their own way to do it. But what that means is that when you open up your MoneyTalks account, it will look to see if there are any transactions that needed to be posted in how many days you have set to post them in advance. And when it does, it will make a sound to let you know that it posted new transactions and actually restrict your view. And I'll show you how that works in just a moment. So let's press tab to go to the next control.
Okay. Push button.
Which is
default.
Okay. And we'll press enter.
Register, Lube Gas and ELEC Payments Pay Name.
So we've set this. It actually was on recurring already, and we can tell that by looking at our
XR status.
XR is our status. I was going to shut off the self-voicing because I actually prefer to use it with the screen reader.
Voice off.
And let me restart my screen reader.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Money talks dash left bracket checking dot MTF 1470.
One of the things that's kind of neat about these recurring transactions as well is that we can go to the transaction menu.
Menu, new dot dot dot, control plus T.
And press up arrow to get to the last item.
Project recurring dot dot dot.
Which is project recurring, or project actually it should say. I'll press enter on that.
Leaving menus, project recurring transactions dialog, enter date colon edit.
So what this does is let us project out our recurring transactions. So I'll say I want to see all my transactions to 7/30. And I can press enter, and you'll hear the sound that recurrence is posted.
Dash, dash, dash.
And we can go to the, we can press left arrow.
Income. 06/30/05.
So there's one that posts on the 30th.
American print and pay.
That's payroll, and let's look at all the ones that posted. Well, we'll see how many did.
Thursday, June 30th, 2005. Register, trans1/18. Restricted view. Ask for normal view.
18 transactions that will recur before 7:30.
NFI star www.netflix.com.
So there's Netflix.
Insight Cable, Lewis.
Insight Cable.
T-Mobile 800-937-899. Lucas and Delic Pay.
Gas and electricity.
Online PYMT-NATLCTY.
Mortgage loan.
American print and pay.
Another payroll.
Beneficial 800,660. American print and pay. NFI star WWCU star consumer. Blue Water Kuwait. Inside cable. Lewis. T-Mobile 800. Blue Gas and Delic pay. MCAFEE.com. Online PYMT-NATLCTY.
Now, MCAFE. Here, this McAfee.com. is one I think that is probably a recurring one on a yearly basis. So I'm glad that's here. I would have totally forgotten about it. But let's see. Let's look at its recurring properties.
Menu. Post next recurring dot dot dot.
So I pressed the applications key and then up arrow twice.
Leaving menus recurring transaction for MCAFEE.com 866-622-3911. Cod dialog frequency colon combo box annually.
Yeah, it's on annually.
Weekend action next weekday radio button advanced days to post colon edit 30.
And I have it set to post 30 days ahead of its due date. Or, you know, it actually has the due date, the correct due date on it, but it lets me know, it puts it into my register 30 days ahead of time. So let's go ahead and close that. We'll just press enter. One of the most interesting features about Money Talks, I think you can see that this accessibility is, well, quite awesome. But one of the other really interesting aspects of this program is that you can print regular wallet-size checks using the envelope feeder on your printer. And before you do that for the very first time, you have to calibrate where the individual fields fall on your particular check. You can also use the Quicken vouchers and be pretty much assured that that's going to work just right. But if we go to the file menu under the calibrate check
menu,
item.
Menus, calibrate check dash left bracket wallet left parent modified right parent right bracket dialog. Read only edit 08/09/05 MCAFEE.co.
We can go to each. We can either. What we would want to do here is put a test check into the printer and press the print button and see how these came out in relation to where they should go on the check. And if everything needs to be scooted over one way or another, you can go down to the move right and move down.
Read only edit 30-7, read only edit. Move right colon edit 0.00 quote.
So by default, everything is 0.00 inches. But if you see that everything needs to be 1 inch to the right, you would just type a 1 in there. And and
move
then,
down colon edit 0.00 quote.
And if it needed to be 1 inch further down, or let's say it was only half inch, you could just type 0.5. Now, what you can also do is go to
more templates, dot, 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 button.
The More Templates button and find a template that most closely matches the kind of checks that you will be using in your personal account.
Calibrate check dash left bracket wallet left parent modified right parent right bracket dialog. More check templates dialog. Templates list box. Wallet left parent modified right parent.
So you get a list of templates.
More check templates dialog. Templates money talks dialog. Do you wish to save changes to apostrophe wallet left parent modified right parent? Yes,
okay,
button.
We changed that last template, but I'm not going to save.
Calibrate
so
check dash left
no.
bracket wallet left parent. Star large print.
So there's a large print template.
Star business.
Business.
Star wallet.
And wallet.
Wallet left parent modified right parent.
And then when you change one, it names your new template with the word modified on. So I wanted to use wallet checks, and mine weren't exactly the same as the default with this printer. So when I selected the wallet one, it modified it and it changed it from the built-in ones. So I'll press enter
money
to get back
left
to
bracket
the calibrate dialog.
Print dot, dot, dot button.
And here's where you can print a test check, and what you'll usually do is have someone look at it and say they'll either determine that everything needs to move either right or down, or it could have to move up or left, and if that was the case, you would type a negative number in those fields. Or you may see that an individual field needs to move a certain way. So let's go to
cancel button, read only edit 08/09/05.
So there's our date, and if we look on the status line,
right colon 3.80 quote, down colon 0.16 quote, width colon 1.00 quote, okay, cancel.
We can actually see where that is in relation to the origin of the check. So if we wanted to move it down by another 16th of an inch, we could press shift down arrow
08/09/05.
Now let's look.
Right colon 3.80 quote, down colon 0.20 quote, width colon 1.00 quote, okay, cancel.
And then if we wanted to widen the width of it, we could press alt right arrow
08/09/right:3.80 quote, down colon 0.20 quote, width colon 1.06 quote, okay, cancel.
Okay. And you may need to widen the width if you choose to print with a larger font.
Calibrate check dash left bracket wallet left parent modified right parent star right bracket dialog. Right colon 3.80 quote, down colon 0.20 quote, width colon 1.06 quote, read only edit mcafee.com 866.
So there's the payee.
Right colon 0.67 quote, down colon 0.91 quote, width colon 3.27 quote, okay.
And let's say that's too far to the right just by, just a little bit. So we might hit two shift left arrows.
MCAFE.
And we look at our status line.
Right colon 0.55 quote. Right colon 0.55 quote. Down colon 0.91 quote.
So that's what it, you'll have to, the first time you do this, you'll have to calibrate one of your checks so that it prints correctly in each place on the check, because every bank's checks are a little bit different. And you'll have to also make sure that you you orient your check properly. Now, on the printers that we've used around here, it's pretty much always been that the check goes into the envelope feeder face up with the right side of the check going into the printer first. Now, that may be different on your printer. That's something that you will just have to check yourself. Okay, so I'm going to cancel the calibrate dialog box. And what else do I want to tell you about in this brief demonstration of Money Talks? Let's see. The splits are very cool. Again, you saw that you can have a transaction show up as either one line, or and then you can go to the edit transaction to show the individual parts of it, or you can actually make it appear so that each portion of a split appears as a line in your register. Anytime you want to edit a transaction, you can just move to the field that you want to edit.
-37.05.
And let's say that McAfee went up to 47.05 now, So you could just press enter.
Edit transaction dialog. Amount colon edit 37.05.
And type 47.05. And you can tab through here and change anything else you need
to.
Colon
edit 08/09/05. Item colon edit combo. Memo colon edit.
And we'll just type in a memo virus protection.
Category colon edit combo.
And I don't have a category assigned
okay
to
button.
This. We can press enter.
-47.05.
And that changed the amount of our transaction.
MCAFEE.com 866-08/0 virus protection.
There's our memo that we just entered in there. And if, you know, if we decided, well, that's not the memo we want, we just press
edit
enter
transaction
on it.
Dialog. Memo colon edit virus protection.
And you can type something different for your memo.
Virus.
One last thing I would like to show you about this is how easy it is to enter new transactions. There's a transaction menu that you can access by pressing Alt-T, of course. And one of the options in the transaction menu is New Transaction. But there is a shortcut to that, which is Control-T.
New Transaction Dialog, Payee colon edit combo.
So the first thing it asks for is the payee. And let's say I just went to Clifton Food Market. So I could, actually I can just type in the first couple letters here and then press a down arrow.
Clifton Food Mart, Louisville, K.
And there it is, Clifton Food Mart. Money Talks remembers each person that you enter as a payee so that you can recall that information. And if you press tab, it'll remember the last amount you paid.
Amount colon edit 25.38.
And let's say this time, actually our amount was 29.22. You can just type it in there. And it'll also remember.
Date colon edit 06/13/05. Item colon edit combo. Memo colon edit. Category colon edit combo. Food.
The category that you used. And your categories, you know, if you add a new category, it's automatically available for future transactions. And to list the categories, you can either do just like you did with the payees, just type the first letter or two of one and then use the arrows, or just use the arrows without typing the first letter and you'll
assistive
get the
technology.
List of categories.
Auto, bank charge, cash, charity, child support, clothing, computer, dining, dog guide, education, entertainment, food.
And so I'll just leave mine on food. And then when you're through, you just press enter. And that entered that transaction.
06/3 Clifton Food Mart -29.22.
Also, let's go back into the new transaction dialog again.
New transaction dialog, payee colon edit combo.
It always puts you on payee first, and it assumes that you're going to make a transaction that is a debit. But you can press Shift Tab to get to the transaction type.
Transaction type debit radio button checked.
Radio button, and then just press a right arrow.
Transaction type credit radio button checked.
For a credit, and then tab.
Payer colon edit combo.
And let's say you had a loan repay.
Amount colon
and
edit.
And it was $200.
+200.00. Loan repay.
And that transaction was entered into our register.
Clifton Food Mart L.
Let's just look through the main menu here.
Menu bar, document window.
So if you press tab, you get to the document.
File.
Edit.
View. Transaction. Find. Save. Options. Window.
Now, I think we looked at most of these say options
Option,
on the say menu. There's hotkeys to all of these.
Menu. Clear balance. F12.
The cleared balance.
Total balance. F11.
Total.
Current transaction control plus space. Current cell shift plus space. Status bar. F10. Account name. F9. Clear balance. F12.
And then back to that.
Leaving menus.
One of the nice things, too, about this software and most of the software from APH is there's a very convenient way to get updates for these, and those are on the Help menu. You can press Alt-H to get to the Help menu.
Menu, Help Topics, .. F1.
And down arrow.
Check for update, ..
Check for update. Let's see. I think I'm using the latest one, but let's check.
Leaving menus. Button, Clifton Food Mart, L, Money Talks Dialog. No update is available at this time. Okay, button.
Okay. So that actually checks the APH servers and compares the latest version number to the version you are running. And if there were an update available, Money Talks would offer to let you either read about the details of that new update or actually go ahead and do the update right then and there. And that is Money Talks, to be available, we certainly hope, by the first week in July for the summer conferences. Thanks for listening to Blind Cool Tech. This is Larry Skutkan.